ball lane. JJ's got it now. And Lager's going to have to move better without the ball or something to get something going here. Edwards driving baseline, kicks it back out. Here's Rivak at the top. Edwards now. Edwards with the ball. He's going to drive baseline, using his arm to foul him. That's a foul. Letting it go. Here's Abraham, 9.5 minutes to go. Abraham spins left, gets a shot by the basket, can't finish. A nice rebound from Weyerhaeuser, and they're going to push ahead. To the basket they go, and they finish it using their strength. Amy's going to take a timeout. And it's an 8-point lead. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here. We're in Phillips, Wisconsin. Boys basketball action here. It's the Phillips Loggers leading the Chetek Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs 45-37. And Amy Ring called a timeout there as the Bulldogs scored about 4 points in a row, and she wanted to make sure that the Loggers were ready defensively. So 9:13 to go here. Loggers up by eight. Josh Edwards, a freshman, he's going to bring it up. It's a Rivak working the left side over to JJ. JJ. They reverse it. Edwards. Back to Rivak. Here's Colin Kleinschmidt with the ball. Find Denzine in the low block. Denzine going to put a shot up. It's blocked. And he's fouled this time. Going to go to the line. Shea working hard getting them points. Shea Denzine, you know what you're going to get out of him.
Yep.
Hard day's work. Every time he's out here, fighting inside, always against guys taller. And Shea's got two free throws coming. First one up and good from Shea. The 9-point game with 8:48 to go. 46-37. Loggers leading. Denzine's second free throw. Good as well. Makes it a 10-point game. Big shots there from Denzine. Got a substitute in. That's their leading scorer coming back into the ballgame, Bryce Killeran. Averages 16 points a game, 8 rebounds, big, strong kid. JJ guarding up at the top, Brady Lentz, big, strong kid as well. Loggers got their hands full here with a few of them. And Loggers in the man-to-man defense here. Fighting hard work, fighting through screens, switching when they've got to. The Bulldogs have it in that right corner. Working from right to left in this gym. Going to back down, kick it out. Back in, getting to the basket. A nice move there. And basket from Killeran. Back to an 8-point game, 47-39. JJ gets ahead of everyone right side. He gets his offense started. And they're going to reverse it. 8 minutes to go. Here's Kleinschmidt. Back out to Denzine. And back out to JJ now. JJ. Turnover trying to get it into Kleinschmidt and going strong the other direction. Here's Lenz with the ball. Gosh, yeah, you're going to give him with an offensive. Strong kids.
Yeah, they are.
They're pushing off with their arms right there and got called for the foul. Been happening here. Kind of all game starting to call it now. Like to see it. 8-point lead for the Loggers. 7:47 to go. The sixth team foul on the Bulldogs, so Logger's going to go to the line after this. Edwards going to bring it up. working JJ off of screens here right now. He gets it. JJ, pull over. He's fouled. He's going to go to the line. JJ working hard for some points. Big free throws coming. JJ squeezing. Butt cheeks there. Landed hard on him. At the line. Got to shake it off and hit a free throw here. 7:34 to go. First free throw up. And good for JJ. He's got 26. It's 48-39. Trying to make it a 10-point game. Second one falls. 27. New career high there for JJ. 39-49. 7.5 minutes to go. Loggers up by 10. And Bulldogs with the ball. Shot goes up. It's no good. They're going to call a foul on Kleinschmidt. And two free throws coming for Ethan Brown. Lane Abraham going to check in. He's got a breather. We have to hit, run him probably on little spells, Lane, here. Yeah. Not having full energy.
Looks tired already.
Yeah. Ethan Brown. First free throw up for him. Is no good. Abraham in, Kleinschmidt out. All right, Loggers gonna have to box out here. Second free throw coming. It's up, it's short. Denzine rips it away. And Loggers still with a 10-point lead. 7:13 to go. Here's Reback to Edwards, to JJ. Into Abraham in the low block. That's where we want it. Lane can't hold on to it. He's going to foul. Forcing a little bit there. Loggers turn it over. 7 minutes to go. Loggers got to find energy. Finish out this ball game. Bulldogs with the ball. Working left side. Trying to drive it in. They kick it out. Really trying to work this post. Kick it back out. Working the inside-outside game. And Loggers playing nice defense. Still in a man-to-man here. They're going to try to find their slashers coming through and their big guys. They get it into the lane. Kick it back out. Shot goes up, and it's good. Basket there from Connor Hampson. And Loggers making mistakes here. A turnover. Lane throws it to the back of.
And then Lane gets the foul.
Bulldog, and then gets the foul, his third. Now they're in the bonus just like that. So it's 49-41, 6:19 to go. First free throw up. No good. Loggers still with an 8-point lead. Second free throw coming here. That one no good. Rebounded by Abraham. And Edwards going to bring it up. 6:14 to go. It's 49-41. Loggers lead you. Edwards drives the lane. Finds Danzine by the basket. And it's going to go off of his hands and go to the Bulldogs. Loggers need a possession where they score.
Yeah, they only lead by 8 here.
6:07 to go. All right, from the top here, Bulldogs with the ball. They're going to reverse it. Get it down into the low post. 3-point shot goes up. It's good. And it's 44-49, 5-point lead. Loggers can't take their gas off the pedal. Just a 5-point lead. Edwards over to Abraham. Hands it off to Reback. JJ working hard to get open. Loggers on the right side. Drive it in. Kick it back out. Here's Rivac going left side to the basket.
And
big
on.
Basket from Braden at a much-needed time. A layup going left side. He finishes. He's fouled, and he's going to the line. Colin Kleinschmidt going to check in.
Probably for Lane, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Lane's going to get a break here. Need that energy from Colin. Lane just doesn't have it here right now. Braden makes it 51-44. Free throw up and coming is good from Rivac. I think that's about 12 points for 13. Him. 13 for Braden. 5:17 to go. 5:15 to go. Boggers up by 8. Edwards working hard. They call a foul on Josh on that one. 12. Who's that one?
Josh.
Yep, on Josh. Okay. Josh working hard. These kids are strong going through the lane.
Twice his size.
Fighting through players. Oh, and it's a bonus, so he's going to go to the line. 5:06 to go. The Loggers leading 52-44. First free throw up. That one's good. That's Broderick Olson at the line. Second one up. That one no good. And they come away with the rebound and the putback. 52-47. Get it into JJ. JJ going to push up himself right side and get things set up here. 52-47. Loggers leading. Get it into Kleinschmidt by the basket. He doesn't finish JJ with the rebound, but he's fouled. JJ going to shoot free throws. Fourth foul on Connor Hansen. JJ at the line. Two big free throws coming. First one's good. .443 left to go here. Second free throw up. That one looks short. No, it goes in. 29 points for JJ. It's 54-47. 7-point lead for the Loggers. 4:40 to go. This is crunch time, Nate.
We need to stop here.
Just stop here. Stops haven't been as easy lately.
No.
They get it into the low block. Denzin, nice defense. They kick it back out, trying to repost him up. And Bulldogs working left side. They get it into the middle of the lane. Quick handoff and a nice finish from Weyerhaeuser. Get it into Rivac. Braden. Over to Edwards. 54-49. Rivac skip pass to Denzin, right side. Get it into Braden in the low block. Braden pulls it back out. JJ has it at the top now. We're going to work it left side. Edwards. Didn't find JJ open as a player fell. Get it to Colin by the basket. He can't finish again. Going the other way. 3:37 to go. Loggers need to stop. Charge right there. There we go. No. A blocking they're going to call. Let's see what they're going to talk about it. Charge it is. They give it to Shea. And a good call. Shea was standing there the whole time. Weyerhaeuser Chatek not happy. A lot of controversy talking over here. Explaining to the coach why they made the call. I think that's got to get the game going.
Yeah.
3:34 to go. Loggers with a big charge call. And Loggers going to have to battle against this press. Shea got a nice charge there. Braden Rivac looking to get it in. Get it into JJ. JJ, I want everyone to clear out. Oh, and Weyerhaeuser going to come away with it. Scrappy play there. Jude Poppy pokes it away from JJ. He pokes it again. Loggers got to get this ball back. Bulldogs get it in. Quick three-point shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Kleinschmidt. And it's J.J. Lane Abraham going to check back into the game. His reback to Kleinschmidt. Most importantly, can't have a turnover here. Both teams in the bonus. And Loggers working around the perimeter. Get in Denzine by the low block. Pump fake. Shot goes up. It drops for Denzine. A big basket from the senior. Makes it a seven-point game. 2:52 to go. Now you need a stop big time. From the top, here's the Bulldogs working right side. Looking for something, a slasher to come through. They're going to pull up for three again. That one no good. Rebounded by Denzine. J.J. with the ball. He's going to push in. These are fouls. They can't ride him up the court, but they're not going to call it. 2:28 to go. Loggers up by seven. Loggers want to run a minute off if they can. Get it into Revac. Drops it off to Kleinschmidt. He can't finish again. Man, not sure what happened. We got a time, but guy hurt his ankle. Looks like he twisted it. Well, Colin wants that one back. And got a trainer out on the floor right now. He gets up. He's going to get off the court. We'll see if he's hurt. Looks like they're going to take a timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
We're back. Jeff Haken and Nathan Potowelts here. Steal by Denzine. He's on the ground. The Loggers get the jump ball forced. I'm not sure whose it is. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Minute 57 to go here. Loggers out of that injury timeout. It's 56-49. 7-point game here. 2 minutes to go. Minute 57 to be exact. And they get it into Abraham here at the top. He gets across half court. Loggers can be patient. They are in the bonus. It's J.J. at the top. J.J. drives in, dribbles out, kicks it back. It's Revac this time. Going to be a foul in the corner. Revac's going to go to the line. Foul against Broderick Olson. They didn't realize that, but Connor Hansen had fouled out of the game for the Bulldogs. There's Revac. Big free throw coming. Nothing but net. Revac found his stroke here tonight.
Yeah, 14 points for Raiden.
A night here when Lane's sick, and we really needed J.J. and Braden to pick up some scoring at the perimeter. They sure did. Second one up, and it's good for Revac. 8-point game or 9-point game? 9-point
game.
58-49. And a tip away from Denzine, but Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs keep a hold of it. J.J. rips it away. It's going to be a jump ball. That one's going to go to the Bulldogs. Nice job by J.J. Minute 32 to go. All right. Here we go. Here's the Bulldogs. Left side. Shot goes up. It's no good. Denzine gets it to J.J. Back to Lane. Lane drives the lane, kicks it to Denzine by the basket. He finishes it and one. Denzine, big bucket right there. That was the dagger. Minute 16 to go. Nice pass from Lane Abraham.
60-49, Loggers leading the Bulldogs.
60-49, 11-point lead. Crunch time's been good for your four of the Loggers. Denzine, free throw up. It's good. And the Bulldogs going to push. To the basket they go. How did he didn't call that on JJ? No. Oh, my gosh. All right. Could have gone either way. Is that what we're supposed to say?
It could have gone either way.
All right.
But it went that way.
It went that way. Brady lands at the line. 10-point game. Minute 11 to go. Going to go for the three-point play. Free throw up. No good. Rebound to Abraham. A nice rebound from him. And Lane going to clear it out. It's across half court. Minute 02 to go. Here's Reback. To Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt. Reback. Here's JJ at the top. Here's Lane. Lane with the ball. 48 seconds to go. JJ at the top. And dribbles around some guys. 35. I don't think they're going to follow. Now they follow Braden now. Braden going to go to the line. 61-51, 33 seconds to go. Nice ball game here from both teams.
Yeah.
Different styles.
Yeah, totally different styles.
Strength against speed.
Speed.
Reback hits the free throw, and good shooting here tonight.
16 for Braden.
Second free throw for Reback. Up. Good. 17 points for Braden Reback. 29 from JJ. It's 63-51. 32 seconds to go. Going to put up a three from the corner. It's no good. Reback rebounds. And they try taking it away from him. Oh, and they're going to say it's Weyerhaeuser ball. Loggers got to fight through these last 23 seconds. It's going to be scrappy. And they get in. No, they turn it over. Over and back? No?
Guess not.
And Weyerhaeuser can't finish. Denzine with the rebound. Oh, they rip it away. It's going to be jump ball again. This time it's going to go to the Loggers.
Yep. 11.4 to go here.
All right, they're going to look to get it in here. Oh. And it's going to be Weyerhaeuser ball under their own basket. Braden threw it up into the rafters. And it's going to be Weyerhaeuser ball under their own basket. 11 seconds to go. Loggers up by 12. Looking for a last shot here. And they lose it. Denzine, JJ clears it out. That's the ball game. 63-51. Phillips Loggers beat the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs here in Phillips. And we are going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the Ford Bank postgame show.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance,
always moving forward together.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors Mobile Service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. This is the Forward Bank postgame show. And in a little bit, we're hoping to get J.J. Haken in up here. Braden Revac up here. Both had big games here tonight. It was the Phillips Loggers winning this game against the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs. 63-51, and it was a fun game right from the start. A contrast of two teams, strong, big, tall, strong kids from Weyerhaeuser. You could see muscles all over there. I say Weyerhaeuser, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. And it was the hot start from the Loggers here. We got Coach Ring up here along with JJ, and Nate's going to give it to JJ to start out. JJ, we're on radio here right now, and a nice job. And Amy, are you going to chat with us in a minute too then? I think we'll get Coach Ring over here in a little bit as well. But it was a nice win here tonight, JJ.
Yeah.
You had a career high here tonight, 29 points. A nice job. It was a big start off of the the first half. I think it was 23 first half points. Talk a little bit about this game and just what was feeling good.
You know, before everybody was like, oh, we're a little bit tired, but we knew that this was going to be a big game for us. So then we've been struggling to get off to a hot start. So we knew that we needed to finally get one, and that was probably our best first half of the season, or at least for a while now.
Yeah, it really was. In a game where Lane is struggling to get some energy and whatnot, we needed some points. We talked about how it's hard to win a game without hitting any 3-pointers. I think you maybe had 3 or 4 tonight. Braden had 3 or 4 here tonight. Had some 3-point plays as well, but nice perimeter scoring we were able to get from the Loggers. Congratulations on a nice win here, JJ, off of a back-to-back. It's nice to get hot. We got Marathon on Friday,
yep.
So regroup, get our energy, and on to the next. Thank you, JJ. We'll talk with Coach Ring here and discuss this game a little bit. There you go. Have a seat. Coach Ring, nice win. Nice few wins in a row, 3 wins in a row.
Yep.
Here now, a nice win against Edgar. There was a little bit of struggles maybe last night, yesterday's game. It was a win against Gilman, a 12-point win. I don't think it was the most beautiful thing anyone would say, but we got the win, so we're happy about that. Coming into this game, I was a little nervous. What team are you going to get? Are you going to get Edgar? You have Lane dealing with some sickness, so you're losing some energy right there. What were we going to get? And it was a really nice start in this game. Two contrasting styles, I would say, of a physical, strong,
very
a lot of muscles over there in size on that team. We had the quickness advantage, I would say a skill advantage, a little bit, and just two different styles. But, yeah, let's talk about this game a little bit.
You know, tonight we talked about wanting to start faster.
Yeah.
What do we have to do to start faster? And we dig ourselves a hole, and then we've really got to dig even harder and play even harder to get out of that hole.
Yeah.
So that was a huge emphasis for us tonight. You know, playing back-to-back is always a real challenge, and Lane not being even close to
100%. No, you can see he's flat.
And,
it's tough to bend over for him sometimes.
Yeah. And so we kind of had him on a minutes count, trying to just get what we could out of him, and it was nice to see us hit some shots. I will tell you this, though. Like, when I believe in this team, and when we can get it going with everybody healthy and everybody back, I think we can do some really great things. We're not there yet.
Not I would call this team not a team you want to run into in playoffs.
No, and you know, in the second half we hit that lull, right? Like we have to get push ourselves through some of those lulls, and you know, we executed the offense, and then we kind of just got stagnant.
Yeah.
We got to get back to sprinting. You got to, you know what I'm saying?
I think what I, you know, we have a bird's eye view up here. It's a lot easier. Sometimes I go down on the court and I'm like, oh yeah, you can't see all that.
No.
So you get a nice one right here, but sometimes it feels like maybe, you know, when we're trying to run the offense and they're doing a good job of running it, you start to see the, okay, we're getting slow. We're holding to, okay, yep. Now we're jogging. And it feels like they've got to be able to translate, hey, we're slowing down, but that means everything has to be with purpose. Every pass.
100%. And that's just, we'll continue to learn and we'll continue to get better through it. And again, we're just trying to get everybody back on. You know, we just got Colin back to full strength. You know, Braden is settling back in nicely. And, you know, now we get kind of got laying out there. So, you know, two good wins, you know, back to back. It's tough.
Yeah.
And then we are, you know, I think the biggest game is now on Friday because we're statistically not out of it yet.
Yeah. So, got to win every game we got in the Marywood Conference.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's a, there's not a lot of pressure on it though. You know what? I mean,
no.
Go out there and play hard like we are and get things rolling. I think we're starting to see our best basketball coming at a good time.
I agree.
And I think it's going to be fun watching these Loggers in this, the finishing out this season, 13-6. That's a nice record here right now. We're not done. We need some more wins.
I agree.
But we play Friday at Marathon. Thank you, Amy. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job. We're going to talk with Braden Revac here for a second. What a big game. Braden, come over here, buddy. All right, put that on, Braden. Braden Revac. Braden, you know, we've been playing together, practicing together, knowing each other for a long time. And it's nice to get you up here and acknowledge you. And we've seen you on here on Jeff and Scott Sports Channel and on the radio. We've heard your name, but to have you up here. But you found your shot here tonight. I seen the first one when it left your hands. You were trotting backwards. And you know that feeling when it's there. And we're hoping to get you hot and get you rolling because we're a different team when you're shooting well. We didn't have Lane energy-wise. And we knew we needed some scoring out of you and JJ. Just talk about this game a little bit. What was feeling good and go from there?
So at the start, we knew we had to slow our offense down and get good possessions. So that was what we tried to do off the jump. And as soon as we got hot in the first half, we know we could just keep shooting. But as soon as JJ gets face guarded, it closes down a lot of opportunity. So we had to go to swing and get all inside shots with Colin and Shea and really take advantage of our inside game with JJ.
Yeah, you had some big three-point shots, but you were also taking the lane. I think you had 2 3-point plays maybe where you were fouled on some end ones. You finished with 17 here tonight. A nice game, and we talked about it before. It's tough to win a game when you don't hit a three-pointer or you only hit one. We've had a few games like that, and it was really nice. I think you had maybe three or four along with some three-point plays. JJ had three or four along with some three-point plays.
Yeah.
And it was just a nice, fun game. Let's keep this energy going into the marathon and finish out this season. And thanks for joining us here. The four-game post-game show, it was a 63-51 win for the Phillips Loggers over the Weyerhaeuser Chautauqua Bulldogs. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. You guys have a good night.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
98Q Country.
I was all but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint few of the guys, and this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Mama told her, baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. But fate's got cards that it don't want to show. And that boy's just a walk-away Joe. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Now just a little while into Abilene. Pulls into a station and he robs it.
says she wakes up too soon and reaches for his arm. But she'll just keep reaching on. For the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walk away. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise. But it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk away joke.
Last night out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me? I just laughed, said, I don't know. I could take a couple guesses though, and then tried to dig real deep. Said, darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing. I'd probably eat more drive-through chicken. Take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. I probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. I could tell that got her attention. So I said, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day for 100 years the other way. She just smiled and rolled her eyes, and she's heard all of my lines. I said, come on girl, seriously, if I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band. Stocking up cold Bud Light for poker every Tuesday night, yeah. I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow on the bed. I keep my cash in a coffee can. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like. Get sick deep sea fishing, and you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game. I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man. 'Cause honestly, I don't know what I'd do if I'd never like you.
Q Country.
Still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them. singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. When I'm gone, well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. When I'm gone.
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Let's light it up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel. We about to get a little tangled up right about now. Shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel. We're about to get a little tangled. On some love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel. We about to get a little tangled up right about now. So girl, let's keep burning it down. 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 I wanna rock it all night, baby girl.
AQ Country.
My buddy Brandon holds a record for single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
Everything I passed put you back in it. You were done, moving on, but you can't be too far gone. 'Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every back road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in, every time the bartender fills it up. Oh,
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A potentially deadly outcome spurring a recall of several brands of canned tuna.
Tri-Union Seafoods announces a voluntary recall on its canned tuna sold across several states due to a can defect that could potentially cause botulism contamination. The recall affects canned tuna sold under the Genova, Van Camp's, H-E-B, and Trader Joe's brand names. According to the company, there have been no illnesses reported in connection to the recalled products. Customers are encouraged to return the recalled cans to the retailer for a full refund or to throw them away.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Now back on U.S. soil, the White House is planning to host Mark Fogel. The American English teacher was released by Russia after being detained since August of 21. Every Californian's home insurance to get more expensive. The state says the program that provides coverage to homeowners who can't get it privately needs $1 billion to pay out wildfire-related claims.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows 10 to 15 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy day, maybe a flurry or snow shower, and a high in the low teens. Mostly sunny and cold Thursday, highs only 5 to 10 above. More snow showers on Friday. Currently, it's 2 below.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege.